I want to see how many YouTube people are in here. How many people know what a fail is? A couple. One, two, three. Hold your hands high. Really? Okay. A fail. Have you ever searched for a fail on YouTube or seen a video about a fail? If you haven't, raise your hand. Okay. Basically, a fail. Joe, how would you describe a fail on YouTube? Huh? They try something, they don't complete it. Is it a pleasant experience generally? Epic fail. Tom. Usually a student teenager. Okay, he said it. You know, they try something, and to look at them try. Sometimes it doesn't even look like anything could possibly go wrong, and something terrible goes wrong, and you just cringe when you see the result. Sometimes from Jump Street, you know this is not good, and it's as bad as worse as you would expect. Many years ago, I had a mattress fail. Actually, maybe let me call that a dumpster fail. I had this mattress that we were getting rid of it, and so I took it to the dump and I tied it to the car, you know, so it wouldn't blow off and, you know, create an accident. I was a responsible guy. Got to the dump, untied it from the car, but the rope was still tied to the mattress, one on the right side, one on the left side. And so I, you know, being the strong physical man I am, I lifted up the mattress and went up to the dumpster and, you know, huge old, big old, you know, thing, and held it over my head to get ready to throw it in the dumpster. Unbeknownst to me, the rope hanging down behind me, it didn't just hang down in a nice little U. It had a little twist to it, so it came down and made like a figure eight, so there was this loop at the end of it. And so I heave the mattress into the dumpster, and that loop just happens to go right around my neck. And this mattress goes down in there. The first thing that happened was it almost literally pulled me into the air over into the dumpster. I had to catch myself, and I'm leaning like this, but then as I'm leaning with the mattress suspended, hanging into the dumpster, that rope that looped around my neck starts to close off from the weight of the mattress, and now my head is turning red because I'm about to explode as I'm choking to death. And I'm faced with a decision. Do I simply fall into the dumpster, or do I let it choke me to death and die and fall in anyway? You don't want to fall into those dumpsters, trust me. And then by the grace of God, the light went on in my head, and I grabbed the rope and pulled it up enough to give some slack in the rope and kind of get it to get over my head. And I was... the worst thing was so embarrassing because there were other people at the dump, and I know what they're thinking. Look at that maroon. Oh, man. Praise God. Now, Jesus talked about a similar situation, okay? Only instead of having a mattress hanging around your head and getting tossed into the dumpster, he talked about having a millstone tied around your neck and being cast into the sea. So as gross and disgusting and smelly as it would be to be plunged into the dumpster with a mattress around your neck, how much worse would it be to have a millstone tied around your neck, a millstone, you know, a big chunk of concrete about this big, tied to your neck, excuse me, sweetheart, and literally thrown into the depths of the sea as it pulls you down and you're gasping for breath and trying to swim against the weight of it. It simply drags you down to your death. Pretty bad situation, huh? But, everybody say but. But, as bad as that is, wouldn't you agree that would be pretty bad? As bad as that is, Jesus said that there is yet something even worse than that you and I need to be diligent that we do not fall into. A fate worse than death. And we're going to read about it in Mark chapter 9, starting at verse 42. If you want to turn with me with your Bible, that's fine. We're going to put it up here. Just by way of background, you might remember last week we talked about... Yeah. Yeah. We talked about Jesus. He gathered his disciples around them and him in the house. They had been talking about what greatness in the kingdom of God really is. And so he took this little child and set him in the midst of them and began to say that, you know, you need to become as little children. Whoever humbles himself will be great. The greatness in the kingdom of God is not something you achieve or attain to. It's something that you demonstrate because of the great one who is inside of you when you humble yourself and you serve someone like a little children. He said, whoever, you know, blesses a little child, one of these little ones who believes in me, even just giving them a cup of water, they will by no means lose their what? Reward. They will not lose their reward. Whatever good you do to one of these little ones who believes in Christ, whether it's literally a little kid or whether it's one of his little ones of the faith, you will by no means lose your reward. Isn't that good? Are you stoked about that? I mean, we want to be all spiritual and say, well, you know, I just want to enjoy and drink his presence today. And that's wonderful. Praise God for that. But he wants us to be excited about the future too. He told us, let this be a motivation in your life. Because this is not, you are not home yet. One day you are going home. And when you get home, it's going to be good. And I felt the Holy Spirit saying, stop right there last week. So I did. Because right on the heels of that, all of a sudden, almost like a whiplash, he just reverses direction completely. And he gives this warning and more. He says in Mark 9:42, and if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. You can see, wouldn't you agree, that's a bad situation? Especially if you just bought that millstone, man. I'd be like, dude, man, I've been wanting that millstone forever. Now, look, it's tied to this, you know, chump down at the bottom of the ocean. But even for the chump, even for the guy, you know, all right, yeah, it's me. What can I say? Even for the guy, that's bad, man. That is not going to want, that is an epic, thank you, Joe, that is an epic fail. That is not going to wind up good. Even if he misses the rock on the way down, that is not going to wind up good, will it? And yet, that's not the worst of it. That's not the worst case scenario. He goes on in verse 43 and he says this, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than to have both feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. As bad as that picture of the guy with the millstone is, it is far better to be cast into the sea and be drowned to death than to be cast into the lake of fire and never die. It's better to be cast into the sea and drowned to death than to be cast into the lake of fire where you never die, where the worm does not die and the fire is never quenched. Now, this word that's translated hell in this passage, there's several different Greek words that are translated hell in the New Testament in the Bible. This particular word here is the word Gehenna, and it's the name that refers to the garbage dump in a place known as the Valley of Hinnom. That's kind of where they get that name from, Gehenna. It's the Valley of Hinnom where this massive garbage dump was. And in this garbage dump, they threw every kind of nasty, foul, putrid thing you can imagine. Everything from just normal garbage and leftovers and waste and things like that. Even the bodies of criminals were dumped into this dump and left to rot and fester in there. And it was filled. When people would walk by this place, it was always covered in maggots and worms that were just feeding off of this rotting garbage and filth. And they had fires set in there to try to contain it somehow, to burn it up so it wouldn't be so much of a health hazard. And the fires literally never went out because the dump was constantly being filled with more and more garbage, more rot, more filth. And people were very familiar with this. So when Jesus was talking about this, they knew what he talked about. This was a place that was constantly covered in worms and the fires never went out. The smoke of the fire ascended up into the heavens eternally, essentially, constantly, all the time. Now, as Jesus was speaking these words, after they heard him, every time the people would pass by, you can imagine this image now being placed in their mind. Every time the people would walk by this dump, the words of Christ would ring in their ears. Don't wind up here. Do anything, even to the point of dismembering your body, to keep you from ending up in this place. There is nothing worth going here for, and there is no price too high to pay to avoid being here. If there is any motive in life, any motivation, any kind of thing to spur you on, do that to avoid this at all costs. Now, we figure that he's generally speaking figuratively when he says cut your hand off. We generally believe in commentators believe he's not trying to say literally maim your body. He's not saying don't, but generally, it's speaking metaphorically to mean whatever it is in your life that is causing you to sin. Be done with it. Be done with it. Cut it off. Get it out. You can imagine the picture of the worm that never dies, that inner torment. That gnawing inner torment of past guilt, past sin, unresolved guilt, that talk about fail, that sense of utter failure, because all the things you did in life, everything you accomplished, everything you thought you achieved, everything you invested your life in, the pleasures, come to nothing. How could you miss this? When a person winds up in that place, I can imagine the crushing weight of that inner torment of all the things they thought they were doing, only to wind up here. What an utter and complete failure of life.